Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 263 for the week of December 3rd, 2012. We begin this week with an excerpt from the NASF Washington Report for November 2012. NASF and Sierra Club sue EPA over chromium decision. Sierra Club says EPA's new air rule is too loose. The NASF filed a legal challenge of EPA's final chromium electroplating national emission standard for hazardous air pollutants. The association filed two actions, a petition for judicial review in the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals and a request for reconsideration of the rule with EPA. In its petition for reconsideration, NASF argued that EPA should reconsider the final standard for chromium electroplating and anodizing facilities because the agency's final decision is not supported by sound science, does not have a rational basis in the record, relies on data and methodologies that are a departure from and not a logical outgrowth of the proposal, and is otherwise arbitrary. In addition to NASF, Earth Justice also filed a legal challenge on behalf of Sierra Club, claiming that the final rule was not stringent enough. These actions will prompt NASF to argue that not only should the EPA revise the final rule to more reasonable levels based on scientific data, but that EPA should not make the rule even more stringent pursuant to the claims of the Sierra Club. For now, NASF must wait until EPA responds to the petitions for reconsideration of the final rule from both parties. If EPA grants reconsideration of the rule, then it would initiate a new rulemaking process. If EPA denies reconsideration of the rule, the parties would argue before the Federal Appeals Court over whether the rule should be overturned. If the court upholds the final rule, then it would be effective, but if it overturns the rule or portions of the rule, then EPA would be required to vacate the final rule and initiate a new rulemaking process. For additional information on this legal action and NASF's actions, please contact Jeff Hannapel at jhannapel at thepolicygroup.com or visit www.nasf.org. Here's the calendar of events for December. On December 4th through the 7th, NASF SURFIN Asia Pacific will take place in Singapore. On December 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 17th, 18th, and 19th, the AESF Foundation will hold a web-based course on zinc and zinc alloy plating. On December 11th through the 13th, Metal Finishing News Shot Peening Workshop will take place in Venice, Italy. On December 13th, the MAMF 2012 Holiday Lunch will be held at the Riverton Country Club in Cinnaminson, New Jersey. And also on December 13th, the Orange County branch of the NASF will have their dinner meeting at the Tartan Room in Orange, California. For more information on all of these upcoming events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Until next time, thanks for joining us.